Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, 620, Brock Hunter.
Good morning. Yo. How you doing, man?
We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit, Brett. Right now, it's time for sports. I just felt like scatting a little bit there.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Touchdown. Here we go, man. Sports this morning. This is going to be great. So buckle up. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Major League Baseball tonight, 2020 World Series. Going to be in Arlington, Texas. The Dodgers taking on the Rays at 8 o'clock tonight. Game one for you baseball fans out there. So there you go. Well, congratulations to the Dodgers and the Rays making it. Congratulations on baseball making it through COVID. And obviously going to finish things up here shortly. So pretty impressive there, man. So baseball tonight, if you guys are baseball fans out there. NCAA football, we haven't talked about college too much. Let's talk about Michigan. College football coaches at major programs usually have many years on the contracts in part to persuade recruits to sign with the school. That's not at Michigan, though. Now, Jim Harbaugh enters his sixth season as a coach with just 2 years left on his deal. That adds another layer of interest as the eight to open the season at number 21 Minnesota. So Harbaugh said in July that he was closing in on a contract extension before dealing with the whole COVID thing. Harbaugh told reporters this past Monday that there was no update on the contract talks, which, you know, if you're gonna ask me, hey man, what do you think about Harbaugh? He's entering his sixth season. He hasn't done anything, man. He was such a big deal when he came to Michigan. Everybody was so excited. I just don't know if he fits. I don't know. It's not like I don't like the guy. I think he's a great coach. It's just sometimes some programs, it just doesn't fit right. And I don't know. I'm starting to feel that way with Harbaugh at Michigan. So, and that's coming from me, a Michigan fan. So moving on, NFL yesterday. Dude, you watch some games yesterday?
We did. We Kiki, unfortunately, had to work late last night, so it was kind of off and on getting to the game. But we watched the Chiefs and the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs beating the Bills 26-17. Pretty good game there, man. We watched a little bit of it. And I'm telling you, man, the Chiefs are a fantastic football team. But I think people are starting to find their number a little bit. I think people are starting to figure out how to get them a little flustered, how to put pressure on Mahomes.
What it comes down to,
Kansas City is still awesome.
Oh, they're amazing. And what it comes down to is, even though, like with every team, you know, coaching, this is where coaching, you could have the most stacked team, but if you don't have a guy that will both on offense and defense that can adjust that, and that's what happened with the Bills last night, is it took them so long to adjust to the running game. The Chiefs,
right,
it just ran all over them. And by the time that they were able to kind of slow them down, it was too late. It was too late. And the Chiefs basically put the dagger in there.
And you go over the top with Mahomes. So,
yeah. Yep.
Man, so crazy game there. Also, Cardinals beating the Cowboys last night, 38-10. Dude, I'm sorry. Hey, Smith, if you're listening, I apologize. Your Cowboys are a joke. Dude, they are a joke. I feel bad for Prescott. Yes. I feel bad for the team signing a contract like that, and then all of a sudden, snap. You know, that sucks. Nobody wants to hear that or see that. Dalton last night. Oof.
Boy. You know what? Dalton, I'm not going to say anything. Dalton obviously is talented enough to get into the NFL as a quarterback.
He started for 8 years. He's a good QB.
In Cincinnati. Unfortunately, it was in Cincinnati. I mean, I don't think he did anything notable in Cincinnati. What did Troy Aikman call him the other day? Like the Red Sniper or something like that?
Yeah.
Not quite.
He's like, what's the guy from WWE? Looks like Sheamus or whatever.
Yeah, Sheamus.
Sheamus. You know, I feel bad for him, man. The Cowboys have always... Is it America's team? That's another thing,
no,
too. I'm like,
never were. They never were America's team. Everyone started saying that in the 90s for some reason. I have no idea why.
Well, They got a big star in their helmet. They're always really good. I don't know. I could probably see it, but yeah, not this year. We're not claiming that this year. That's for sure. Poor Cowboys, man. So hey, I got some more stories, but I'm going to save it for next hour. And there you go. That's your sports this morning, Brock.
Good enough. Sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud, let me tease you here for a second.
Oh, okay.
Sports coming up. The Match 3, which involves golf and Phil Mickelson and other celebrities. I'll tell you more about it next hour.
All right. Stick around. We'll be back with more.
Rock 107. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. This is what it sounds like in Hunter and Mai's head every single morning.
As if there's anything in there.
Yeah. Just one guy playing a saxophone. One guy and a little snare drum.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I think mine is just a bunch of rocks.
That sounds about right. Anyway, it's 7:22 and we got to get to it. It is time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. All right, Hunter, hit us with it.
There you go. I've got some stories here for you this morning. NHL, this is kind of big news, man. Mike Doc Emrick, beloved voice of hockey in the United States, retires. That's right. Hall of Fame broadcaster native Mike Emrick has announced his retirement after almost 50 years behind the microphone. That's insane. 50 years. Yeah, you're basically the voice of all of hockey if you're there that long, man. So there you go. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your time, Mike, and enjoy the rest of your life. Now you don't have to sit there behind the booth anymore.
Do you think people are going to say the same thing if we go 50 years?
No. Won't even be in the news. Actually, no, it will be in the news in celebration.
Yes. A ticker tape parade the day we're off the air. Like, thank God. How many years has it been?
President's talking about it. Thank God. America can rest. So there you go. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike Emrick, for what you've done. Moving on, man. Let's talk about baseball. Major League Baseball tonight, 2020 World Series kicking off, man, in Arlington, Texas. The Dodgers taking on the Rays at 8 o'clock. Game one. I can't believe it. They did it. They made it to the World Series. This whole Corona thing didn't shut it down, didn't stop it. So we're here, and we'll see shortly who is going to be your next champion. Is it going to be the Rays or the Dodgers? Who are you calling right now?
Dodgers.
Dodgers? I'll go with the Rays then. We'll go day by day by day.
We'll do it. $3,000 bet.
Yeah. $3,000.
$3,000.
Damn. All right. I'm going to start doing some overtime. NFL yesterday, the Chiefs beating the Bills 26-17. Kind of a close game there. Chiefs kind of pulled it away there at the end. But you know what? I think people are starting to figure them out a little bit. And that's the 26-17. That's close for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Usually they're blowing teams out, man. Obviously, you're past Super Bowl winners, man. And it's a hard team to stop. But past few weeks, I think people have kind of figured out how to put a little pressure on old Mahomes there. Who, by the way, does he have a bad game? Like, even his bad games are like legendary games
for some
quarterbacks.
Well, I think that's what's so interesting, you know, and it's all, again, let's compare it to Rodgers, Brady, the greats. When they have less than like phenomenal games, people are like, oh, they've lost a step. Oh,
yeah.
You know, even me watching last night, like it was raining, so they weren't throwing as much. But the running game was insane. But they showed one stat, and he only had 25 throws. Granted, he was 20 for 25. That's amazing numbers. But you're like, wow, only 25 throws?
What is this guy doing?
Yeah, what a bum,
is he losing
right?
It?
So, yeah, obviously his off games are better than most people's amazing games. So,
which last night's Kansas City's running game? If you saw it, that makes the team even more scary.
Just going to get even better too because they picked up Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Ripes.
Oh boy. All right. We're trying to beat you, man. You know, quit picking up fantastic players and. Yeah, so there you go. Chiefs winning last night. Cardinals beating the Cowboys 38-10. I'm sorry for you Dallas fans out there. I mean,
I'm
just
not,
the best.
They deserve it.
Damn.
You hear that, Smith? You deserve it.
He loves the Cowboys, man. You can see it in his face. It's just like, dude, what's going on?
You can't
win every single, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's got to lose at some point. Cowboys proven lately that they are the ones. Cowboys losing 38-10 last night. More NFL news in Atlanta. Almost 3 years ago, the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead to the Patriots to lose Super Bowl 51. We all remember that one. Are you serious? Well, the sports world spent all day yesterday mocking the Atlanta Braves for blowing a 3-1 lead on the Los Angeles Dodgers on Sunday, man.
Yep.
Missing out on their chance to go to the World Series. I know we were just talking about baseball, but, dude, it's one of those. Dude, you had it. 3-1 lead, and that's big time in baseball, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
Blew it. So, poor Dodgers fans here. Braves fans. Moron. One more story. Golf. Phil Mickelson going to be a part of another celebrity charity golf match. This time, Tiger Woods not going to be there. Instead, the Match 3 Champions for Change is what they're calling it, featuring Phil Mickelson, Charles Barkley. Oh, boy. Have you ever seen Charles Barkley's golf swing?
Dude, if it's as good as he reads cue cards, it's not going to be good.
It's a glitch in the matrix. It's not even possible what he does with his golf swing. But I don't know. It's going to be entertaining to watch. So, Phil Mickelson, Charles Barkley, Steph Curry, and Tom Brady. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Dude, I guess Steph Curry's a ringer when it comes to golf. He kills it.
I'm probably one of those just athletes that can play. You could probably give him like a bocce ball, and he'd be like, he'd never played it before. He'd be like, all right, yeah, I got it.
He figured it out. Look at that. He's actually fantastic at it. So the match is scheduled November 27th, which is the day after Thanksgiving. So nice, dude.
Nice.
It's always fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
Phil out there. Why is it Phil? He's the only professional golfer. He's got a little advantage in this one, doesn't he?
Maybe that's why he set it up that way. He set it up there. He's like, yeah, it's a confidence booster. Is there a big tournament coming up that he actually has to prepare for?
Sorry, Tiger, you can't come to this one. You keep beating me, dude. You keep beating me. So there you go, man. That's your sports this morning.
All right. Sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Stick around. Brock.